This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Ma'abayim. Before we even begin, I just want to start by saying that this past week on Vav Tammuz, one of the shiurim was Le'iloi Nishmas Hagoyin Reb Simcha Ben Lieberman, whose yahrzeit was Vav Tammuz, and at the time I just said the name, but I didn't give it the proper eminence that this was one of the Gedolei Rabbanim and the author of many, many svarim that are entitled Beshvilei, which I've quoted from many, many times. And Be'ezus Hashem, his neshama should have a continuous aliyah b'Gan Eden and should be a meilus yosher for the whole mishpacha, for Simcha Sanachas, B'suras Toivos, Ad B'yas Goel Tzedek. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should continue to be nene from his Svarim and his Goinus. Okay, as you know, that this weekend is our annual campaign, Mechon Magid Rakia, charity.com/MMH, charity, charidy.com/MMH, Mechon Magid Rakia. Okay, I have a very interesting topic today. I try to get a hold of most of the original Mar Mekoymes. Not all the Svarim are available. I'm still waiting on one of them, but I didn't get a call back yet. The sugya is a very interesting sugya. We really learned it very quickly. It sort of slipped in here, where the Gemara says on Daf Tzadi Vav Amid Aleph, Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Ko Malachoi Sho'isha Oysa Labala Amano Oysa Liyarshim. And then the Gemara slips in something very interesting. Amar Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Kol Malachos Sheha'eved Oysa L'Rabbi, Talmud Oysa L'Rabbi. Any malacha that a slave does for his master, a student does for his master, chutz mehataras mino, except for taking off his shoes, the reason is he's going to look like an Eved Kenani. Amar Rava loy amran el b'makam she'in makir noisai. This is only if they don't recognize the student. So they might think he's an Eved, a makam she'makir noisai les lamba. In a place where they recognize him, there's no issue. Amar Rav Ashi, v'makam she'in makir noisai, nami loy amran el adulay manach tefillin. And in a place where they don't recognize him, it's also only an issue if the student's not wearing tefillin. Av manach tefillin les lamba. If he's wearing tefillin, everybody knows that the student is not an Eved. So the Gemara says something very interesting. The Gemara says that whatever malachis a slave does for his master, a student does for the Rebbe. Now the Gemara doesn't say, is a student required to do it for the Rebbe? Or is the student allowed to do it for the Rebbe? What does the Gemara even mean? Why would it not be allowed? Well, maybe it's not allowed. Maybe because the student may look like an Eved, and it's going to put into question his lineage. Is that all the Gemara is saying? Or is the Gemara saying he's obligated to? Simply, it seems like the student has obligations of service to the Rebbe, but not in a situation where he's putting his lineage in question. And the Achronim, more the contemporary Achronim, deal with the fact that do we ever find an obligation of service to a father and mother? Are you obligated to serve your father and mother? Are you in other words, it says, all the malachais that a slave does for his master, a student does for his Rebbe. Why doesn't the Gemara say all the obligations that a slave does for his master, a child is obligated to do for his father? So it's very interesting that we find in halacha there are really three categories of kavod. There's kibud avaim, there's kavod rabbi, and then there's kavod to a kohen. Are they similar? Are they different? Do they have different parameters? We're going to focus today more on what is the reason that one is it permissible to serve a Rebbe or is it obligatory to serve a Rebbe? Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol hamoneya talmidim mil shamsha kilo moneya mimenu chased. If you don't allow the student to serve the Rebbe, it's like you're withholding chesed from him. The Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, af poirek mimenu yira shamayim. You're casting off the fear of heaven. Shenemar v'yiras shaka ya'azov. Now, what exactly is this chesed that you're preventing from the student? Is the chesed the lack of yiras shamayim that the student will not get by not serving the master? What exactly is this inyan of shimush l'rabbi? Okay, so we have a few interesting sources on this. Let's start with Minchas Asher. In Parshas Emor, Gidrei HaKavod HaShoinim, Hinei Shloisha Him Shenestavinu L'Chavdam, there are three people we have to honor. B'mitzvah Satar, Avaim, father and mother, Rav Talmud Chacham, a Rebbe, a Torah sage, and a Kohen. Loi HaRezeh KaHareizeh. They are three distinct groups. V'geder HaKavod Shoinahu B'chol Echem HaShosh Elam, and the parameters of honor are different by all three. Kefi Sheyesh Lomoid Meihil Chayseyam V'dikdukeyam, based on the way we learn their halachos and their exactitudes. Number one, kibud avim gidroi v'inyana l'sham sham l'sapik tzorcheim. What does it mean to honor your father and mother? The answer is, it's to provide them with their needs. Your father needs food, your mother needs drink, they need clothing, to provide them with their needs. U'mishum kach amru chachamim ma'achilai mashkeyo marchitzai. The guideline of honoring a parent is providing the parent what the parent needs. By a Rebbe, you don't feed a Rebbe. No mitzvah to feed a Rebbe. He's hungry, so you bring your Rebbe food. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah, says Rabbi Asher Weiss, is Kavod Rabbi v'Talmid Chacham Inyanei Hachna v'Hisbatlus b'fneihem. It is humbling oneself and nullifying one's entity, where you basically you negate your view and your persona. Mishum kach matzinu kamalacha she'eved oisil rabban talmud oisil rabbi, where basically there's a requirement of service to a rebbe that borders avdus ad kedei kach, that just don't go so far as to make it look like you're an Eved, because someone's going to question your lineage. We don't find such a thing by father and mother, that you need to be Meshamesh them ke'eved. No halacha like that. It's Mesapig Tzarchem, you provide their needs. But V'loim Yotzino halacha zu b'kibud avim. Kavod Chachamim, Rav Asher Weiss says, in Yanoi Roimimus, V'kidashtoi, to elevate them. That's how we give them first dibs. Rav Asher Weiss says that it's permitted for a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara Nedarim says, to say, I'm a Talmud Chacham, so that he should go first. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because a Talmud Chacham is called a Kohen, and just like it's a mitzvah to give the Kohen first mitzvah to give a Talmud Chacham, that's mashma, if not for the fact that Talmud Chacham is called a Kohen, there would be no kedima by a Talmud Chacham. What do you mean? You have to honor him? The answer is, of course you have to honor him. The mitzvah of honoring a Talmud Chacham is a mitzvah of hachna v'hisbatlos. So there are different guidelines based on the parameters, based on the conceptual idea. So a Kohen, the inyan is to elevate. A Rebbe, the inyan is to be machnia. By a father and mother, inyan is l'shamsham l'sapeg tzorcheim. Now, Rav Asher Weiss says there are many commonalities. There is kavod by all three, and they might share. But this is how he, so to speak, outlines the difference between kavod rabbi and kavod aviv. There's a sefer. What's the name of the sefer? It is called Kesav Ish. Who wrote it? Not sure. It's also a contemporary sefer. He brings Kol Malacha She'eved Ois Rabbi Tamen Ois Rabbi Chesmet Me'atar Zinov. Yeshli Ian Ihani Malacha Ois Chiyuv Gamrahin. Are you obligated to serve the Rebbe? Oy Dekach Roy, or is it just fitting to? The Rambam is not mashma, it's not conclusive that it's obligatory. V'inema d'chiyav hu, harei d'shema yikru eved hu poiter mehay melacha. If there's an obligation, then if they're going to call you an eved, then you're exempt. If it's just fitting to, then if they're going to call you an eved, it might be usser. Is it usser to tie Rebbe's shoes? Or meaning, is the pshat, if it's normally a chiyuv, but if they're going to call you an eved, it's an exemption. If it's just roi to, then maybe it's usser to show avdus. Now he brings that by kibud avim, all the malachos that you have to do for a father are obligations, not roi. It's not roi to bring your father food. It's not roi to bathe. It's not roi to give to drink. It's chiyuv. He's medayik by hilchos kibud avim. The Rambam says machel o mashka, and by hilchos rabbi he doesn't say chiyuv. He just says v'chol malachos oisa. Even though he does say chayiv lahakbil pnei rabbi b'moyed, so it's not clear whether when the Gemara says you do for your rabbi, is it a obligation or is it just ro'oy to? Now he has another interesting chakira. So what exactly are you doing? You're providing. You're being machnia. He says something very interesting. Kol malacha she'eved oisa l'rabbi, the mitzvah to the Rebbe is not to do the malacha. It's not, okay, an eved brings the Rebbe's towel to the bathhouse, so you bring the Rebbe's towel to the bathhouse. But the mitzvah is not bringing the towel. The mitzvah is a way of showing yourself ke'avdoi. Avaloy al etzem hashimosh. By the way, okay. That's why there's a concern here. You see, we never find by kibud avim, don't tie your father's shoe, they might think you're an eved. No. Because the mitzvah is to tie the shoe. It's not to show yourself as an eved. So there's no chashash you're going to show yourself as an eved. But by rabbi, the mitzvah is to show yourself like an eved. So that's why there's a chashash. It's just the actions are the way you do it. Rabbi Yashiv has a different take on this. Rabbi Yashiv's take is, he brings, it's quoted in the Sefer Toras Chacham. Couldn't get a hold of the Sefer. He brings from Rabbi Yashiv that this inyan of Shimush Talmud L'Rav is not Midin Kavod. It's a separate inyan. And that is, I believe there's a Gemara in Baba Kama that one of the Amoraim had a question. So the Amora said, carry this to the bathhouse for me. And then he explained it to him. And Reb Chaim Shalavitz explains that so long as you're not Meshamish, the rabbi, you can't fully understand because you don't have the sufficient hachna. But the purpose of being Meshamesh is Kedei Lilmoid Mimenu. Meaning it's not Midin Kavod. So Rav Asher Weiss is learning the Inyan of Shima Sharav is to show his batlas. Rav Yashav is learning the Inyan of Shimush is Kedei Lilmoid Mimenu. Shegadol Shimusha Yoyser Milimudai. That's why there's no inyan of shimush to a father. Because the purpose is not to learn from the father. The purpose is to provide the father. You could say that this is very similar in lamdas to what Rav Asher Weiss is saying. In other words, why is there a mitzvah of hisbatlos? The reason is, in order to come lilmoid mimenu. The bottom line is just the nekuda, is that the mitzvah of kavod rabbi has different parameters than kavod aviv. Rabbi Asher Weiss says it's because kavod aviv is lesapeg tzarchai, kavod rabbi is lehisbatel etzlai. Rabbi Yashiv says it's kedei lilmaid mimenu. Maybe they're really one and the same, that in order to fully learn, one has to be nisbatel. Anyway, that's just something to think about on Daf Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph. What?
Isn't that good for what the Gemara is saying? It's called Hamani and Tami Vav Milit Tashoy. Right? You're preventing him from the that you heard from your Rav by being Mishakish. That's exactly good for what the Gemara is saying.
That's the Chesed. The Chesed is because it's you're taking away from his learning.
And the Yerushalayim, that by being Shamish is his Rav, he's going to learn Yerushalayim. So by preventing him from doing that, then you're preventing from teaching him certain things.
Right.
That's what we're saying.
So right. So maybe that could be used to add on to it with what Rabbi Yashiv is saying. So the Indian of Shimush Rabbi, it's not only Kedei Lilmoid Mimenu. You'll not just that when you're Mishamish, you'll understand better the Torah that the rabbi teaches, but you'll also be able to learn from the rabbi his level of Avodas Hashem Yerushalayim. That's being nichlal in what Rabbi Yashiv is saying, is kedei lilmoid mimenu Torasai and kedei lilmoid mimenu his Yerushalayim. And that's what your Moinea Chesed, your Moinea, the student's growth. Yeah, very good. Okay, friends, thanks for joining. Bezus Hashem, daven that the campaign goes good so that maybe we could even get ahead this week. Thank you. Hatzlach, everyone. Have a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.